Good morning. The planning office received a time extension request for conditional use 2045 Robert and Deborah Reed, Riverside Plaza. The county council originally granted approval in May 3rd, 2016. They have since been granted a preliminary site plan. However, since that time, they have changed engineers. So they are looking for a one-time six-month time extension that would get them to November 3rd of 2019. At this time, they do have fire marshal approval that came in earlier this week, and they also have approval pending DENREC from the engineering department. So they are working forward through their agency approvals. They are expecting other agency approvals within the next few months. They anticipate to be under construction within the six-month time frame.
In your opinion, is this request,
based on the information they have provided, that if you so choose, they should be able to be under construction within 6 months?
Question of council.
Is
Mr. Burke,
is there a substantial change to the site plan? Is that
The planning office has not seen an updated site plan, so if it's staying within the same footprint and within that, there would not be a substantial change. I believe it just changed engineers, and then so they could keep things moving and going through the agency approvals. If there are any changes, it'll come back through us, and we take it back through the Planning and Zoning Commission. But we are, you know, we are within 30 days of review, acceptance, and getting it back onto a Planning Commission agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions of council? Have a motion.
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a one-time six-month time extension for conditional use CU 2045 Robert and Deborah Reed, Riverside Plaza.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Same footprint, huh?
I believe so, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Mr. Medlars. I know you haven't gone very far.
Thank you, Mr. President. Back again. Two closeout issues, and pleased to report. You've touched the James Farm several times. This particular project, and I've been co-responding with Commissioner Riley on this, Councilmember Riley on this, is an implementation of the master plan. It has received funding through the open space funding from DNRC, and we have been working with the Center of the Inland Bays sort of as the construction manager of this particular project and the applicant, because we're also the owner of the property. So having said this, the first implementation phase of the master plan included the entrance, which was publicly bid and advertised. However, we also structured it in such a way that before the two gentlemen came on board as new council members, we structured in such a way that it had a significant number of unit prices, which we then could extrapolate and use for the parking lot construction. And that's exactly what happened. And the change order for that particular piece was approved by council in, let me get you the date, just last year, December of 2018. And the project is now complete, and we finalized all the unit prices. As well, there's a couple of lump sum items we had to introduce, such for the crosswalk striping and the handicap striping, because everything else is clamshell type construction, so it wouldn't be striped. So when you add it all up, there was a $5,000 increase, which is, in terms of percentages, it's less than 2%. So I think we did pretty well, and it is, I'd like to say it's a nice project. So it turned out pretty nice. I don't know whether you've had a chance, Councilman Burton, to visit. But at this point, we're asking for the approval of change order number 2, which would close out the project, and the release of all the associated retainage as per the contract documents.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion for both. We can have this in one motion. We can do that in one. Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 2 for contract C-19-02A, James Farm Master Plan Implementation, Phase 1, Cedar Neck Road Entrance, be approved. increasing the contract amount by $5,165 for a final contract amount of $372,102.50. And that substantial completion be granted effective April 9, 2019, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Riley, you have a question?
My question is not specifically on the motion, but it's more related to the James Farm master plan in general. I don't know if that's appropriate right now or not.
Well, we'll come back to that subject. Let's put on this first and we'll come back to that, sure. Yeah. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Wilson?
Since I didn't have a discussion, can you tell me what the clamshell is construction about? Clamshell construction.
The center desire to have a somewhat pervious pavement, which when you go past the entrance, past the Delta right-of-way where pavement was required, they opted, once you come into the circular parking area, to have a clamshell surface over substantial aggregate base course. So that's why we didn't have any striping in the entire project other than the crosswalk and the handicap parking, which by law has to be paved. So it's a, let's call it a natural look for reasons of, you know, somewhat pervious surface in the inland base area.
Well, you know, clamshells don't last very long. They'll crack right up and become nothing almost, and they go right down the ground. So actually, small stones would be better for the money we're spending.
Councilman Wilson, I have advised the director of the center that this will be a continued maintenance item. He assured me that he can get free clamshells or oyster shells since they're growing oysters. And he has volunteers to spread it. So I have this in an email. I will remind Mr. Basin if it comes up that we are not responsible to maintain his parking lot.
So you're going to put that in writing, right?
Yes, he said he acknowledged the fact.
It's a good idea, because it's not permanent.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Now you have a question.
Mr. Hudson and I actually had an opportunity to tour the farm, and it really does look good. But in the process of touring the farm, we noticed a couple of potential issues. And I'm wondering who creates the master plan and, you know, who's driving that? Is it the county or is it the center or in a collaboration?
It was mostly the center, Councilman, because, you know, we as the owner really have to submit the master plan for the approval by the NRC. But it was really, you know, we were not the driver in developing the master plan concept. It was more based on the intended use of the facility. And since we are not the ones using it, so the center sort of made these, you know, whether it's the amphitheater or the event lawn, they call it. You know, for example, that was a key component to hold events for the center, fundraisers, educational events, etc. The trail system, we have nothing to do with how they'd like to access the kayak rentals. All these things are associated directly with the operations and have nothing to do with the ownership of the property which we hold.
Because I noticed in our walking that two or three issues. The boardwalk that traverses the wetlands is elevated and has no guardrails on either side, and there are potential hazards there. I don't know if we're liable in the event somebody got injured. Also, we noticed a pretty significant erosion on that peninsula of sand that abuts out, and then also in the eastern portion, looks like the bay has broken through into the marshy area, and there's some saltwater intrusion, and the trees are dying. So, I'm not a big believer in global warming and sea level rise, but nevertheless, I do know that erosion occurs, and if they're having issues with that, and it's impacting the property, which is county property, you know, is anything being done to remedy that long term? Is that part of the master plan?
The center has a living shoreline project which they submitted for the NREC funding under the planning grant process. So that is, they certainly have recognized that issue. They're trying to address the issue, and they have actually installed some experimental living shoreline pieces. And I don't know whether have you, I've seen them, but so that is a multi, again, that's a multi-phase effort to stabilize it. Now, we are exposed, and the property is in the direct direction of the nor'easter wave impact. So some erosion, even with a living shoreline protection, will be inevitable. So I think the shoreline will not look like this in 50 years. So now the other issue.
No plans to remedy that with, you know, pumping sand or anything?
That would be not to my knowledge. Tom,
No.
Now, what
if you have a private contribution for that, John?
Well, I'll reach in my wallet and see what I can come up with.
I was not the county engineer when the use agreement, the lease agreement was negotiated years and years ago, but maybe Mr. Moore can recall. I would assume it has a liability clause in there, but we can look it up. I mean, we can probably find it.
I would not know off the top of my head.
Would you like for us to look it up?
There's some stumps and some sharp things that, and it's about a 3-foot drop off. So if somebody, I don't know, I hate to see somebody get hurt and then comes back on the county.
Mm-hmm. You recommend to move the stumps?
I'd rather see some guardrails, but whatever.
With or without a liability clause in the lease agreement, it will always come back to the county because
deep pockets, right?
We own the land and we would be viewed as a resource.
Yeah.
Well, I would assume this, if there's requirements for guardrails, it would be up there by code.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So it must not be required, I guess, but it's a good point. I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll dig up the MOU and we'll bring it back.
Any more questions of council about that?
So who's paying the bill here? County? Taxpayers?
No, it's a combination. The open space grant is paying for a significant portion of it, about 80-some thousand. And there is let's call it a potpourri of different funding contributions the center has put forward, the finance department has reviewed and found to be adequate. So prior to you issuing the change order, the county finance director has reconfirmed that the funding is in place and available to pay the final bills, because the contract's running through our finance department. You know, I sign it for the quantities, then it's handed over to finance and they process it as part of the award. Now, Ms. Jennings, do you want to add anything to that?
There's some, like if you remember, Mr. Cole gave $5,000 to it. I was council grant, things like that. But I had to have that approval before we would go through this all. So other than that, we had some in the miscellaneous of $39,000. But that was all in the previous budget. So everything's been approved and everything's covered.
The only thing I'm thinking, when you say we have nothing to do with it, since we're paying for it, we already have a lot to do with it.
Since we're also managing it, we have a lot to do with it.
I hope so.
More questions, council? Okay, next.
The next item, we touched a couple of weeks ago. This is the final step of the Angola North project. 2 weeks ago, you closed out the construction piece of the Angola North, and this closes out the associated construction, administration, and inspection piece. So let me just say it touches several amendments to the Whitman and Record contract. It goes back to the original design contract amendment, which was amendment number 4, which has money left over. We're proposing to move that money into the amendment number 10, which was the original contract administration one. That one had anticipated that we would have some overlap with some of the other projects, in particular the Heron Creek project. We didn't have as much overlap as I would have liked to have seen, but some time of the inspection team was associated with it. In addition, we also have what you touched a couple of years ago, an agreement with Love Creek Woods to provide master plumbing services. It has to do with a lot of background, but the county has a official MOU with Love Creek Woods and third-party funding. The inspection services associated with it, whether they are ours or Whitman and Records, are paid for out of that third-party funding. So some of the closeout funding for the amendment number 10A, which we're proposing today, comes out of the Love Creek Woods arrangement. Some of it comes out of the closeout with the construction contract, and you may or may not recall that the contractor, Pact One LLC, contributed $40,000 towards these inspection and closeout services because their time extension was partly justified and partly non-justifiable. So we agreed that rather than charging liquidated damages, they would pay a lump sum towards that in their change order credit, which was $40,000. So when you look at it in totality, today we're ready to close out the Whitman services with a transfer and a new issuance of an Amendment 10A, which is sort of like a follow-up of Amendment 10, which dealt with the construction administration services in the first place.
You have a motion?
Two motions.
We'll vote one at a time.
Yeah, let's please. The first one is the simple one, is the movement there. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve a transfer of $5,480.87 from Whitman Record and Associates contract amendment number 4 to contract amendment number 10 to supplement a portion of additional contract administration costs for the Angola North expansion project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions?
I got a question.
Mr. Burton.
So we're taking the money from number 4 mm-hmm. and moving it from Whitman and Associates over to Whitman and Associates.
To a different amendment.
To a different, and what exactly is 10A? Administrative cost?
10 was the original contract administration amendment. So we're moving it from the design contract amendment to the construction administration amendment. We always keep a little bit of money in the design contract amendments in case there's a change order comes up which requires signing and sealing of documents.
And we're done with that.
We're done with that. The project's 100% completed, including the as-builts. So we're completely finished. So now this amendment clears up the $5,000. We're moving it from one previously approved amendment to another previously approved amendment, just changing the dollar ceilings, lowering it in one, increasing the other. We don't do this very often. It's unusual, but we, you know, it made the most sense to close both of them out at the same time.
And the $5,000 on the 10 will close it out.
We'll close it out, yes.
Okay.
More questions?
We're three partners, right?
Mr. Hudson.
So who's paying the lion's share here?
The lion's share is paid by the construct. That's previously approved money. It's us, 100% us. The $5,000 was our money. We're just moving it into a different amendment.
I think Mr. Burton here kind of answered my question. Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'll be yes, we should carry. And now 10A.
10A. And that's a new one. That's a new amendment. We just called it 10A because it's directly associated with 10. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 10A to the base engineering contract of the North Coastal Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates LLC be approved in the amount not to exceed $82,924 to provide contract administration and construction inspection services for the Angola North project expansion project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
We had the previous question from Mr. Wilson on that motion. Mm-hmm. And the answer is of the 82, 40 comes from the contractor, so give or take 50%. about $7,000 to $8,000 comes from the Love Creek Woods, and the remainder comes from the county project funds, which are coming out of the financing we have. This is a SRF, State Revolving Fund project. So 40% from the contract, 50% from the contractor, about 10% from the third party, and about 40% through the project finance.
Questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Patrick Brown. The Owl's Nest proposed Chapter 96.
I'm trying to stay out of the street projects.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to stay out of the street projects.
There you go. That's probably a good move.
Good morning, everyone. Good
morning.
January 21st, 2019, Hans received a request letter from the Owl's Nest HOA, a community fully built out 17 lots just east of Selbyville. The request was for the county, through their Chapter 96 program, to provide technical assistance for the design and construction oversight, as well as the financing of an improvement project for their approximate 1,500 feet of roadway. It's a T development, one road in, left and right to two cul-de-sacs. So following our Chapter 96 written code, the engineering department reviewed their eligibility, went through a petition process. We received 12 petitions back that explained what the program was and preliminary costs as well as timelines. 11 of the petitions were correctly filled out. So 12 were received positive, 11 were vetted as correctly filled out. So we have 11 of 17, which gave us the majority. That then led to a public meeting with the community. The feedback at the public meeting was positive. That then takes us to today, where the next step in the program is to hold a referendum to have the election that allows the residents to vote whether or not they'd like to see the program move forward through the design and construction. If the referendum would pass, we would come back again for the final authorization.
You have a motion.
It is a resolution.
How much more you have it, or
do I just read the first?
Just read. Yes, just read the basic. That's the short title.
Sure. A resolution establishing a date, time, place, and judge for an election to be held to consider the Owl's Nest proposed Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is Delaware Community Foundation. They're requesting $1,000 on behalf of the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club for Flags for Heroes 2019. For the last 6 years, the Rotary Club has flown over 500 flags in honor of military members, first responders, and other heroes. This year, flags will be displayed on the Circle in Georgetown along Route 404 at Dell Tech, across from the Millsboro Post Office, and at the Route 24 East entrance to Millsboro. The flags will be displayed the week before and after Memorial Day. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each council grant. Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Wilson.
Make a motion, we do the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Grant $1,000 to Delaware Community Foundation for Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club's Flags for Heroes program, being $200 for each council money grant. Question on the motion?
I do have a question.
Mr. Riley.
I'm just curious why it's going to the community foundation instead of to the Rotary directly. And how do we know for sure that I don't question that their integrity of transferring the money over, but I'm just wondering why we do it that way.
That is how
we have a number of places that do that. That DCF runs through and controls their money.
Foundation.
Yeah. Yep.
It depends on who handles their money. So the Rotary Club actually asked them to handle their money for them. So we accept that.
We got another one, a couple down here. We're going to do the same thing. Any more questions? Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Indian River High School is requesting $1,500 for their Business Professionals of America chapter. Funds will be used to send 12 qualifying students to compete in the National Leadership Conference to be held in California in May. Last grant received was $1,000, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Riley.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. To grant $1,000 to Indian River High School for Business Professionals of America Indian River Chapter Conference Expenses from Mr. Riley's Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yield as you carry. Next.
Next one, Delaware Community Foundation is not requesting any specific amount on behalf of the Melody Joy Foundation for their Step Up for Melody event. Portion of the proceeds raised will support Cancer Support Community Delaware, which is a statewide nonprofit organization whose support groups and programs and are professionally led. They provide at no cost to help participants and caregivers cope with emotional and life-changing aspects of cancer. Last grant received was $1,000. It was $200 from each council account. And Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Entertain a motion.
Make a motion, please.
Same thing. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $1,000 Delaware Community Foundation with the Melody Joy Foundation fundraiser to benefit Cancer Support Community Delaware, being $200 from each councilmatic grant area. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
La Esperanza is requesting $2,000 for their YEL program. That stands for Youth Engagement Leadership and Learning Program. Funds will be used to send youth in the YEL program on a one-night educational field trip to Washington, D.C. in May of 2019. Last grant received was $2,500, which was $500 each for a fundraising event. Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda. And since this is a youth countywide program, it would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
And they requested how much?
$2,000.
Mr. Wilson?
$2,000.
$2,000 of a countywide youth grant?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr.
Same thing.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $2,000 to La Esperanza for youth program trip expenses being out of the countywide youth grant fund. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Carlisle Fire Company is requesting $3,000 to purchase a wildland fire UTV trailer that will be used for wildland, marsh, and field fires, as well as disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes. There have been no past grants. Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Mr. Burton.
Yeah, I talked to the Carlisle Fire Company, and I talked to Mr. Wilson, and Carlisle has reached out to Kent County for I think $1,000, and I talked with Mr. Wilson that we would do $500 a piece.
Okay.
And then let Carlisle raise the other $1,000 so we don't get in a habitual
sure
fire company trailer request.
So motion, Mr. Burton.
Five from my councilmanic district. And
yes. And second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To grant $1,000 Carlisle Fire Company for equipment costs, being $500 Mr. Burton's account and $500 Mr. Wilson's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is from the town of Laurel. They're requesting $1,500 for the Laurel Independence Day Committee for their 4th of July fireworks display. Last grant received was $1,000. It was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlett, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley, you want to do the same thing, or you?
I'll do the same thing.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 the town of Laurel for fireworks display cost being $500 Mr. Riley's council MAC account and $500 my council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Introduction to proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily, two dwellings, lawnmower, repair business, outdoor storage, lease storage units, and storage building to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.71 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
And the next one, Mr. President, is Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.015 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, entertain a motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining, pending litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm a yes. We're now in executive session for those items.